John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What an intriguing way to begin a sermon, right? It makes one wonder, why was John the Baptizer such a popular preacher? Apparently, he knew how to win friends and influence people. But this is the sermon that St. Luke the Evangelist preserves for us today in our gospel reading. This is the sermon that the church offers us in this season of Advent, in our work of preparation. And John the Baptizer is preaching good news, even if it doesn't sound like it. He's proclaiming to the people, you are important to God. God's intentions for your life are good, and God is powerful to accomplish them. And in the coming of the Messiah, you are going to experience God in a new and intimate way. And everybody who heard John preaching wanted a piece of that action. Now, to the religious people in the crowd, they heard John proclaiming that this requires repentance. This requires change. And that was confusing for them. Those who were confident, those who were religious practitioners, those who had a reputation for people who knew about God, they weren't sure what to do with this message. They said, "Don't we already know? We're children of Abraham. In other words, we are Jewish. We are God's chosen people." And indeed, St. Paul writes that Christians have also been incorporated into the family of God. We too have been made children of Israel, or sorry, children of Abraham. But the message of John the Baptizer is that whether you are Jewish or Christian or whatever, the label is not the point. The label is not the prize. And this was a challenging message for those who laid a lot of weight on that label and on that claim. Right? They thought they already had what they needed in hand. But the spiritual life is not like a handbag or a pair of sunglasses, right? Something to obtain and to hold on to, maybe to flaunt. Instead, God's gift is more than an identity. It's more than a fashion accessory. The thing that God is offering is renewal, transformation, change, growth, becoming. And sometimes we religious people have the hardest time with this because we want to think well of ourselves. But sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking that we've arrived, when the way to the spiritual life is always by repentance. Now, there are more people here listening to John the Baptizer than just those who everyone recognized as religious. And St. Luke the Evangelist lists for us three other groups that were present listening to John. He tells us about the crowd, the tax collectors, and the soldiers. And these were three groups of increasingly ill repute. These were three groups that were all despised by the prim and proper religious people. They gave these three groups other labels. And so the crowd was just that great mass of people, the commoners, the rabble. They were seen generally as sinners, as irreligious, as people who didn't show up for services each week. And then there were the tax collectors. Who likes tax collectors? But imagine if those tax collectors were collecting taxes not for your own community, not for the services that you enjoy, but in order to send those monies to a foreign government, who was an occupying government, who was seen as the enemy. Tax collectors were seen as traitors. They were not liked. And so it was odd for many people that John would speak to tax collectors. And if tax collectors were a bad idea, then what about soldiers? Right? What about Jewish men whom, for whatever reason, had taken a job enforcing Roman rule by force? Right? Mercenaries serving the enemy, the occupying empire. These three heard John's preaching. They heard the invitation to repent, and they heard something good for their lives. They heard John telling them that the religious label that had been denied them was not, in fact, the point. Perhaps more importantly, they heard John saying that the bad labels that others gave to them also were not important. The mistakes they had made, the reputations they had sullied, the consequences of choices they had made, or maybe the bad results of just plain old injustice, these things did not define them. John told them that this good news he was proclaiming was for them too, that their lives were not defined by the mistakes they had once made. But instead, God was coming near, and God was with them, and God was for them, and God would offer them always another chance. Another chance not to become one of those religious people, not another chance to quit their jobs and do something else, but another chance to live their lives, to do their jobs with integrity, with authenticity, with an eye for justice. And so repentance is not to repudiate who you are. It's not necessarily to repudiate your vocation. But repentance is to do all things with integrity as an acceptable offering to God. And so the invitation of John the Baptizer, the invitation of the season of Advent, is a call to repentance. It is a reminder that you are not defined by the mistakes that you have made, that you are not defined by others' unfair opinions about you. Instead, your identity is found in God's love for you. And St. Luke, the evangelist, reports this activity of John the Baptizer proclaiming good news that God's kingdom is big enough that the gospel is for everyone. 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 God gives us confidence and strength and direction so that we might live with integrity and with hope, with joy. And so the work of Advent is the work of preparation, the work of repentance, learning how to set aside the disappointments of the past and instead look to the future with both integrity and with hope. Amen.
Amen.